ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट नंबर 21।
दृष्ट्वा श्रमः कर्म त आत्मनो वै भर्तुरगन्तुर्भवताश्चनुमन्ये यथा सतो दान नाद्यभावात् समूलदृष्टो व्यवहारमार्गः।
Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You have said, I am not fatigued from labor. Although the soul is different from the body, there is fatigue because of the bodily labor and appears to be fatigue of the soul. When you are carrying the palanquin, there is certainly labor for the soul. This is my conjecture. You have also said that the external behavior exhibited between the master and the servant is not factual. But although in the phenomenal world it is not factual, the product of phenomenal world can actually affect things. That is visible and experienced. As such, even though material activities are impermanent, they cannot be said to be untrue. Purport. This is a discussion on impersonal Mayavad philosophy and the practical philosophy of Vaishnavas. The Mayavad philosophy explains this phenomenal world to be false, but Vaishnava philosophy does not agree. It is not false. A dream that we see at night is certainly false, but a horrible dream certainly affects the person seeing it. The soul's fatigue is not factual, but as long as is immersed in illusory bodily concept, one is affected by such false dreams. When dreaming, it is not possible to avoid the actual facts, and the conditioned soul is forced to suffer due to his dream. A water pot is made up of earth and is temporary. Actually, there is no water pot. There is simply earth. However, as long as the water pot can contain water, we can use it in that way. It cannot be said to be absolutely false.
Hare Krishna. So, I beg all your mercy to speak on this topic. So here, this topic is about the discussions between Jada Bharat and Rahuguna. So here, at present condition, now Rahuguna has surrendered to Jada Bharat after being chastised by Jada Bharat, because King Rahuguna he wanted Jada Bharat to carry his palanquin and Jada Bharat could not. So he chastised him in a very sarcastic way, saying that, oh, so you are so fatigued and you alone are carrying, because the other three were there. But still he was sarcastically saying to Jada Bharat that you are so fatigued and you have alone carried this palanquin for a long time. And Jada Bharat was fat and stout. And king is sarcastically saying, actually you are very thin. So after that, still Jada Bharat did not, you know, carry a palanquin properly. So again, King Rahuguna, he chastised him, saying that you are a rascal, you cannot carry this properly. Are you dead or alive? So when he hears this chastisement, you know, Jada Bharat starts speaking and chastises back Rahuguna, saying that whatever sarcastic remark you have made upon me, actually they are all true. And then he started instructing him that how that actually this body has labored to carry the palanquin, and I am different from this body. And you have said that I am not thin. So that is also right, because I am this soul, I am not this body, and the soul is neither thin, stout, nothing. So the body is actually stout. So in this way, he instructs him about the self, this, the Atma Tattva, the knowledge of this soul. So immediately Rahuguna, you know, comes to his senses after being chastised by Jadabharat. So immediately he surrenders, and he is so much afraid that he says that I am not afraid of Indra's, you know, Vajra or Yamraj's punishment, but I am afraid of offending a Brahmana. So now he is recapitulating what Jadabharat spoke. So he didn't completely understand. So he is in a confused situation. So now he is, you know, talking. It is same situation like Arjuna. Arjuna was also confused, and when he was being chastised by Krishna. So he is presenting so many, philosophical arguments he is presenting here. So this shloka is also the same thing, you know, where Rahuguna is presenting his argument. So there are two points in this, where Rahuguna, first he is saying he is telling Jadabharat that actually you have said that I am not fatigued from labor, but he is presenting the philosophy that actually the soul is different from the body, is right. So neither the body nor the soul is subjected to the fatigue of some activity, but still we see that this the fatigue is to the soul. The soul is suffering in this material world. So this point he is raising, and the other point is raising about master and servant, where Jadabharat says that relationship of a master and a servant is not true. So today I am master, you are servant, and today I this may change. So this is also false. But here Rahuguna is presenting again one more point, that actually in this phenomenal world, this material world, is false. But still we see there are so many effects happening here. So he is presenting that this material world is not false, and you are saying that the relationship between master and servant is false. So how come? So then in the purport, this Prabhupada takes this matter, and where there is a confusion that actually this material world is false or true, and the soul is suffering or the body is suffering. So everything, you know, the point is raised here. So in the purport, Prabhupada discusses about that this is the difference between Mayavad philosophy and practical Vaishnava philosophy. So this word here Prabhupada mentions is practical Vaishnava philosophy, because this Mayavad philosophy is completely concocted and completely illusion. There is no such theory existing. But Vaishnava philosophy is completely practical. Therefore, he mentions in the purport that how this phenomenal world is not false, but it is temporary. And because of the soul, he thinks that he is this body. And because that he is thinking, he is suffering. Like, for example, that when a person identifies himself to a car and something happens to the car, then he gets hurt. So similarly, the soul, he identifies with the body. So he feels that whatever happens to the body is happening to himself. But neither the soul nor in the liberated state, neither the soul nor the body is, because body is always dead and the soul is completely Satchitananda. So in this way, Prabhupada presents Vaishnava philosophy. And the best refuting Mayavad, we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, two places where Lord Chaitanya refutes this Mayavad philosophy. The first is the discussion with Prakashananda Saraswati, where when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. So on the way he goes to Varanasi, Banaras. And there, this Banaras is filled with Mayavad sannyasi. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is walking to the streets, so he is attracting by his Sankirtan movement, he is attracting so many people. So this Mayavad sannyasis, they become envious and starts criticizing. They start saying that sannyasi haiya kare gayana nachana, na kare vedanta pathana kare sankirtan. So this sannyasi is doing, dancing and
you know, singing, and he is not associating with us and not reading Vedanta Sutra, which is actually the real goal. Murka sannyasi nija dharma nahi jane, bhavo kahiya fire bhavo kira sanne. So he is saying this sannyasi is mad, and he doesn't know what is the real dharma, that is to read Vedanta Sutra. And he is just, sentimental. He himself is sentimental, and he is attracting other sentimental people, and he is roaming here and there. So like this, these Mayavadi sannyasis were criticizing, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't bother. But this criticism, Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra, who were with the, in Varanasi with Mahaprabhu, they could not tolerate this. So they were always telling Mahaprabhu that please do something. And for this purpose only, to deliver Mayavadis, because the innocent people were delivered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Grahastha Ashram. So for innocent people, he just gave them love of Godhead. But these people, those who were logicians, Mayavadis, and the lowest of mankind, so they were very expert in running away from the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission was to deliver everybody. He may be anybody. He may be Mayavadi, he may be Nindak, he may be a blasphemer, everybody. So these people, those who were blasphemers and Mayavadis, they were very expert in running away from the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he gave up his Grahastha Ashram. He gave up his 70-year-old mother and young wife just to deliver them. So he was always thinking of delivering them, and the devotees were also insisting him. So by arrangement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a Maharashtrian Brahmin, he came there and he told that please come to my place for lunch. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually, after coming back from Vrindavan, he accepted this invitation and went to this Brahmana's house, where this Brahmana had called others also, this Prakashanand Saraswati and other Mayavad sannyasis. So there, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes there, he washes his feet and he sits at the same place where people wash feet. So immediately these sannyasis, they are completely bewildered. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sits there and he emits some effulgence, he shows his opulence, Brahma Jyoti, and this Mayavadi sannyasis are very much attracted to the Brahma Jyoti. So immediately they come to know that actually this person is not ordinary person. He is actually a Supreme Personality of Godhead. So immediately Prakashanand Saraswati goes and gives him a hand and says, why are you sitting in this filthy place? Please come and sit with us. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I am not qualified. You are all great, exalted, these people. And I am from a Heen Sampradaya. I am from a lower Sampradaya. So please, I can't sit with you. But still, our Prakashanand Saraswati, he insists that, no, you should come. And then they ask him that, why you are not associating with us? You are, chanting, taking Krishna's name, and the duty of sannyasi is to do Vedanta Pathan. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu, hey, suna Shripad, ihara karan, guru moro murkha dikhi, karila shasan. That my spiritual master saw me that I am useless, I am a fool, and I am not fit to study Vedanta Sutra, which is very high topic. So what he has said is that, murkha tumi tumake nahi Vedanta adhikar. So you don't have the right to study Vedanta. And Krishna mantra japa sada e mantra sara. So always you chant the holy name, and then you will attain the perfection of life. That is the essence. So by chanting the holy name of Krishna, so you will be delivered from the material world, and immediately you will be able to attain the lotus feet of Krishna. Nam vinu kalikale nahi ara dharma sarva mantra sara nam e shastra marma. So in this age of Kali Yuga, there is no other way than to chant the holy name.
And this is what is all Shastras say, Harer Nam, Harer Nam, Harer Nam, Ekevalam, Kalo Nastev, Nastev Gatirannatha.
So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Prakashananda Saraswati what his spiritual master has instructed him.
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that, and then I started chanting this holy name of Krishna, and immediately, you know, I became completely mad. I was just always chanting Hare Krishna, chanting the holy name of Krishna and dancing here and there like a madman. So I went to my spiritual master and said, Kiva mantra dila gosai, kiva tara bal, japita japita haila pagal. So what is this mantra you have given me? By this mantra I have become completely mad. I don't know what to do and what to not do, and completely I am crying, sometimes laughing. So I don't know. So his spiritual master says that actually you have attained the perfection of life. Because that is the nature of the holy name. That when you chant the holy name without any offense, then you get Krishna Bhakti. That is the Param Purusharta. That is the Pancham Purusharta. This Krishna Prem, Krishna Bhakti is called Pancham Purusharta. There are char Purusharthas. But they are all Agyana. Agyan tamer nam kahiya kaitava dharma artha kama moksha vancha adisab. These four things, they are kind of cheating religion. These four things, that is dharma, doing some religiosity for some artha, that is for some money, and then sense gratification kama and moksha, to attain, you know, impersonal liberation, merging into the effulgence of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And tara madhe moksha vancha kaitava pradhan. So in that, merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, that is the topmost cheating religion. So that is what is dharma. So that's why Bhagavatam, the first thing what it does is that it kicks out all this cheating religion. Dharma artha kama moksha. Dharma projita kaitavatra. And the pancham purusharta, prema ananda sindhu, moksha ananda jaranahi ekabindu. So this Pancham Purtharta, which is Krishna Prema Amrita Sindhu, it is like the ocean, and the happiness derived by the Brahma Sukh is just, you know, ek bindu, just a drop in front of it. So Krishna Das Abhiman, Jya Ananda Sindhu, Koti Brahma Sukh Nahi Tare Eka Bindu. So when one accept the servitorship, he accept the servitorship of Krishna, the pleasure what he gets is unlimited. It's Ananda Sindhu. It's an ocean. And Koti Brahma Sukh, if you take the happiness of merging in Supreme Personality of Godhead, multiply it by crores of time, but still, that is just one drop. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains them that how his spiritual master gave him Evam Vratasva Priya Namakritya Jata Anuraga Dhrita Uchair. Hasati Raudi Raudi Gayati Unmadavan Nritati Lokabhai. So when a person receives Krishna Prem, so he is completely, you know, becomes aloof from external, and he just, you know, is experiencing the pleasure, the ecstasy of Krishna Prem. So hearing these very sweet words, you can imagine Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his talks are so sweet. So hearing his sweet words, then completely this Mayavadi sannyasis, Prakashananda Saraswati, they are completely mesmerized. And completely the concept that they had, they said, yes, whatever you say is perfectly right. And one who has received Krishna's blessings, Krishna Prem, he is the most fortunate one. So there is no doubt about it. But still, they had a question. That okay, whatever it is, but what is wrong in studying Vedanta Sutra? What is the problem in Vedanta Sutra? So you should also come with us and, you know, study Vedanta Sutra, but you are not doing that. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins to refute all their Mayavadi concepts. That how Shankaracharya has completely misinterpreted this Vedanta Sutra. So he says, Vedanta Sutra Ishvara Vachana. This Vedanta Sutra is not written by some ordinary person. It is Ishwar Vachan. It has been directly the words of Supreme Personality of Godhead.
and through Vyasa Rupa Kaila, Yaha Sri Narayana. Sri Narayana, Krishna himself has, you know, become literary incarnation, Vyasadeva, and he has written. And so, this Vedanta Sutra is not with these four defects. They are completely free from defects. Four defects are, to get illusion, the cheating propensity, imperfect senses, and committing mistake. So these are the four defects. When an ordinary person writes something, then it is filled with these four defects. But Ishwar Vachan, when Supreme Personality of Godhead, is free from all these four defects. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises Sir Prakashanand Saraswati that what the absolute truth is described in Upanishads and Brahma Sutra. So you should not interpret your own meaning. They should be taken as it is. So Prabhupada named Bhagavad Gita as it is. And that is the glory. That is the glory of understanding. That when you accept the meaning as it is, then he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, actually it was not the fault of Shankaracharya because he was altered. So because of being altered, Mayavadam Ashat Shastram Prakshanam Baudham Uchchate. So he was ordered to preach this. So it is the covered Buddhism. So Buddhism says that the God does not exist. There is no God. But Mayavad philosophy, Shankaracharya philosophy says, no, God exists, but not doesn't exist. That is what they mean to say. So there is a beautiful story where, there was a king and he had a white elephant with him. And he was very much attached. Generally, white elephants are very rare. So he had that white elephant and he wanted that this elephant should always remain with him. But in due course of time, that elephant became old and, he got disease. So he ordered his, the caretakers that he said, if anybody gives me the news that the elephant has died, so he will die. I will punish him. So these people were afraid, they were doing so many things, but ultimately death is certain. So one day elephant died. So now they became so scared that who will tell this king that elephant has died. But this minister was little intelligent. So he went to the king and he said that, oh my dear king, actually, so he was eager to, king was eager, so he asked, how is the elephant, is he alright? So he said, yes, alright, there is no problem at all. But only before, he was moving his ears, but now he is not moving his ears. So sometimes he used to, lift his trunk, but now he is not lifting his trunk. And he used to stand, now he is, on the ground. So in this way, kings get bewildered. So he says, what is this? You tell me that the elephant has died. So he said, I am not saying, you are saying that elephant has died. So in this way, see, Mayavad philosophy is to say that God is not there. It's by saying that God is impersonal, God has no hands, no legs, everything is. So indirectly they are saying that God is not there. So in this way, to prove this, Shankaracharya has, so much misinterpreted. Like for example, there is an instance of Ramanujacharya. So Yadav Prakash was, a follower of Shankaracharya. And there was one shloka, Tasya Yatha Kapyasam Pundarika Mevakshani. So here, Yadav Prakash explains what is this Kapyasam. So he explains that the eyes of the Lord is just like, is red like the posterior of the monkey. Kapi means monkey, asam means the rare portion. So immediately, Ramanujacharya, when he hears this, such a nonsense interpretation of this world, so he becomes very angry. And he was, massaging his gurus, that time he was his guru. So he is massaging his feet and immediately the hot tears starts coming from his eyes and that falls on the feet of Yadav Prakash. And immediately Yadav Prakash, he senses that something is wrong. So immediately he gets up and he sees that Ramanujacharya is crying. He says, why are you crying?
So Ramanujacharya says that he says what this meaning what you have given is completely bogus. It's not right. So Yadav Prakash becomes angry that how come you can say this is not right. This is given by Shankaracharya. In this world, meaning of the world is given by Shankaracharya, and you want to refute Shankaracharya. You have more better explanation of this verse than Shankaracharya. And if it is there, then tell me then. So then he explains that actually this kam means water. P means one who drinks the water. And asam means which opens. So that refers to the lotus feet. Lotus. So when the sun is there, the sun which drinks the water, in its presence, the lotus flower, it blossoms. So this world, Kapyasam, is actually a lotus. So the Lord's eyes are actually not like a posterior of monkey, but it's like a lotus flower. So seeing this, Yadav Prakash becomes very stunned to see. So in this way, the Shankaracharya has created so many misinterpretation. And the first mistake what Mayavadis do, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining to Prakashananda Saraswati, that Prakrita Kariya Mane Vishnu Kalevara. Vishnu Ninda Aranahi Iharo Upar. So they think that Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, his body is ordinary, like us, made up of, is material. But that is the topmost blasphemy to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, saying that Krishna's body is material. So Vishnu Ninda Ar Nahi Iharo Upar. There is no blasphemy about this, saying that Krishna's body is. So then, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains them that actually the living entity is like a spark, and Supreme Personality of Godhead is like a blazing fire. Aparayam itastonam prakriti vidhi me param jiva bhutam mahavav yehi dharate jagat. So there is other superior energy of mind, that is that living entity. Especially there are three main energies of Supreme Personality of Godhead: Vishnu Shakti Paraprokta, Kshetra Rakhya Tatapara. So in that shloka it is explained that the first energy is Supreme Personality of Godhead, spiritual potency, and the second energy is living entity, and the third is ignorance. So these are the primary energies of the Lord. But Mayavad philosophy is so degraded that it takes a insignificant living entity to the position of Supreme Personality of Godhead. They say that I am God, you are God, everybody is God. So also new philosophy, every day new philosophy is concocting. Especially Prabhupada used to speak about this Daridra Narayan. They have made Narayan Daridra. Narayan is actually Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrahma Sevyamanam. So Lakshmi is being crores and crores of Lakshmis are serving Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here these people are saying that Narayan has become Daridra. So sometime there is one story where one fellow was eating, and this dog comes and snatches away his chapati and runs away. So this fellow is thinking this is dog Narayan. So this dog Narayan has ran with chapati without ghee. So let me apply some ghee to that. And so he is running behind that dog to apply ghee. And how will this dog understand this fellow is want to give him ghee? So foolishly, they think so many concocted things they do. And the second mistake what they do is that, first thing, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pointing out, Vyasa Sutra kahe parinama vad, Vyasa bhranta boli tara uthila vad. So in Vedanta Sutra, when he wrote these sutras, there is Parinamvad. Parinamvad means transformation of energies. The Lord is there and his energies are being transformed. So there is some Parinam. You say, Parinam aisa hua. So there is some Parinam. So that is called Parinamvad. But when Vyasdev mentions about Parinamvad, so Shankaracharya says that he has Bhranta, he is in illusion. So then there is a controversy, you know, being raised. Because if you say that Vyasadeva is in illusion, then what is the use of his sutras? Because like for example, here in purport of Natvevaham Jatunasam, Prabhupada mentions that if you consider Krishna to be ordinary person, then there is no meaning to his Bhagavad Gita. As we earlier explained that, because if an ordinary person does something, it is filled with these four defects. So when this Mayavadi says that Vyasadeva is completely in illusion at this moment, when he writes that Lord's energies are transformed, then there is no meaning. So writing commentary on that book also is foolishness. If some foolish person has written a book and some other person writes commentary on that book, then he is also, he becomes foolish. So in this way, the Shankaracharya, they don't accept, Shankaracharya, he doesn't accept the transformation of energies of Lord. But he says that Lord himself has transformed. Lord himself has transformed. So he wants to prove his oneness. Because if he says that the Lord's energies are transformed, so Lord is there and his energies are there. So that becomes two things. But he wanted to prove the oneness. So he says the Lord himself is transformed, and then he accuses Srila Vyasadeva that actually he is in illusion. And what he does is that he propagates this Vivartavad philosophy, that theory of illusion, where they say that Brahma Satya, Jagan Mithya, that the Supreme Brahman is Satya and all this world is Mithya. So he says that when this absolute truth is not a transformation of energy, but absolute truth itself has never get transformed. The absolute truth never gets transformed. But we think that it is being transformed. So they say that this is completely the mithya, jagat, this jagat is mithya. It is not transformed. We think that this is transformed, this world, this living entity is being transformed, everything. So there is a very nice story. When Shankaracharya, he was, you know, walking in a forest with his disciples, so suddenly a mad elephant, you know, start, you know, coming towards them. And immediately Shankaracharya, everybody is dispersed, and Shankaracharya goes and sits on a tree to, you know, get protected from that elephant. So then afterwards, after this incident, everybody comes down, the disciples ask that why you went and sat on the tree, because that elephant which was coming, that is completely false, it is mithya. But then Shankaracharya says that my going on the tree is also mithya, so everything is mithya. So there is no, you know, point in the Mayavad philosophy, and it can be refuted very easily. Where Vyasadeva, he writes, sa ikshatah, so he glances, sa srijatah, he creates this material world, and he creates, but he remains as the same person. The example Prabhupada gives, that a big businessman, he establishes many factories, organization, business organization, but he is not completely dissolved in that factories and business organization. He retains his personality. So this simple fact, this Mayavadis cannot understand, that the Supreme Personality remains himself. Eka desha stita agner josna vistariniyata. So how the lamp is in one place, but its prakash, the illumination is everywhere. So similarly, Supreme Personality of God is situated in one place, but his energies are completely transformed. So another Prabhupada gives example of a father and a son. The father is there. Father is a fact. The son is also fact. But the son is generated from father. So both are factual. It is not that father has completely, you know, lost his personality. It is not like that. So this generation of second independent truth from the first is called vikar. So this material world is a vikar. Like the milk is converted into yogurt. Vikar. The milk is converted to yogurt, that is called vikar. So in this way, Supreme Personality of Godhead has so many energies, varieties of energies. Parashakti Shaktir Vividayusyote. So by his multifarious energies, he manifests all this cosmic world. His energies are completely transformed. As Upanishad says that Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamada Purnameva Avashish. So whatever comes from him is complete and he remains complete. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives another example, you know, to Prakashana Saraswati about a touchstone. That this touchstone, when it touches to everything, that touchstone can make everything into valuable things like gold. But the touchstone retains, it does not get dissolved, it retains. And also we see the example of sun. The sun from time immemorial is giving sunlight and the light has not faded. We don't see that like here, if something, we have a battery and we produce some light, so after some time the bulb get dim. But is the sun from time immemorial, it is giving sunlight at the same intensity. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's argument that if this inconceivable things can be done by this material object, simple material object, then what to speak of Supreme Personality of Godhead? Huh? So Supreme Personality of Godhead can do anything, whatever he wants. This is the second mistake what they do. Huh? That saying that Vyasadeva is in illusion. And the third, what they do is that they have taken the partial explanations of Vedic statements like Tatvamasi, So Aham, and made that Vakya as Mahavakya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that actually Omkar is actually the Mahavakya. And especially what is our Mahavakya? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So this is real Mahavakya. This is what is Mahamantra. And all this Tatvamasi, Tatvamasi means I am that, and Soham. So these are all actually the partial explanations. So they don't give complete explanation. So in this way, Vyasadeva, you know, he has, you know, so much, you know, tried him that to prove that oneness. But ultimately he is defeated. So that's why all the our acharyas, Vaishnava acharyas, have detected what is the fault and they have presented since Madhvacharya, especially then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially when Prabhupada wrote about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj in his vast book that absolute is sentient, thou has proved, impersonal calamity thou has removed. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was so happy, Apasiddhanta Dantva Harini. And here in Prabhupada's mantra also we say, Namaste, Gauravani, Pashadde, what is that? Nirvishesha Shunyavade Pashadde Deshataran. So Nirvishesha Shunyavade, you know. So these acharyas, you know, especially have come for that. So when, you know, it is said sometimes that Krishna, you know, when somebody is refuting or criticizing this Mayavad philosophy, Krishna, when he hears this criticism of Mayavad philosophy, it is very soothing for him, as good as, you know, glorifying himself. So in this way, in this world, we see that this Mayavad is so prevalent and Prabhupada came here to, you know, destroy this Mayavad philosophy. In the beginning lectures also, you will see he is talking so much about Mayavadism. So sometimes devotees thought that Prabhupada has a special enmity with this impersonalist. That's why he is always, you know, bringing this point of Mayavad and, you know, condemning them. But still we see that so much of preaching is required still, and to, you know, condemn this Mayavad philosophy. If somebody Mayavad person, you know, he arranges some program, there are crores of people coming. So we have to do something to
this. So in this way, so ultimately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains them. Actually, the discussion between Prakashanand Saraswati and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya almost same, but only difference is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya about the Atmaram verse in great detail. He gives so many, you know, explanation, nearly 61 explanations. So, but the discussions are same. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proves that how the Lord is person, His Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Jiva is His marginal potency, and this material world, due to the attachment that He is thinking, He is identifying Himself with body, because of that one is suffering. But by performing devotional service to Krishna, by chanting the holy name, one can immediately attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, anybody has any questions? Already time. Because of Jagannath Ashtakam, it's a little late. Sorry. Srila Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki?